You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, all day I've been wearing my BIM shirt. People go up to me, what's that? It's Believe in Miami. So Believe in Miami, we're coming back. I'm still stunned. I'm still shocked. My feet squish every time I walk.
How old is that shirt?
This shirt, probably like 10 years. I don't know. Does it look that bad?
Well, no. I'm just saying it. I mean, I didn't know that was a thing. They're bringing it back?
No, this was my friend got it a number of years ago. Some guy printed up. I got it in turquoise and in aqua. The guy played for the Dolphins. I don't know.
To bring those back.
I know. I like it. I like it. But you know, this was horrible. I haven't been able to eat right. Some of the interesting thing, well, Vivian had fluid on her lungs. She had to stay in bed. It was really touch and go with her. We evacuated into a hardened location that was suggested by her doctor near Jackson. But today my apartment's been totally decimated. We're basically homeless. We're living in a transitional situation. I've got a hotel that I can go to, but it's not the best setup because Vivian needs to have a routine, and it's tough to get the routine at a hotel, you know, but this is pushing reset. We're going to push reset and we're going to be fine. The issue is that there's no system. There's no rhythm. It's very hard to get things. I reached out to AT&T on Twitter. They were okay. They responded fast, but it was automated. I reached out to Allstate on Twitter. They were great. They retweeted me, but let me tell you some of my personal stories. Whew. I live on the 26th floor. When I got to the building, there was no power. It stunk downstairs. It was dark, but it wasn't wet. I went upstairs. I walked the 26 floors. My God, I'm in such great shape. I actually want to start doing that twice a week. It was just unbelievable workout. Great. Then I got up there and realized I forgot my keys. It's one of those days.
You're so strong, just break that door down.
Yeah, I basically almost did, but that was my breath, not my muscles. Okay, so, but I wasn't anything. The guys that were on my crew that are fixing, helped me fix my apartment, they walked up the 26 stories. You can see them on my Instagram and my Facebook. You can see me praising them that they walked up the 26 floors. Folks from Guatemala, Mexico, Cuba, Nicaragua, all coming together to help us get better and rebuild. New friends, all my family, everybody. The folks at the Hampton Inn on Biscayne Boulevard, my friend Bo, my friend Wes, the GM. Wes is the man. I saw him standing there at the captain. I saw, you know, Juan and Dayalis at my place where we stayed. But let me tell you, the people that I want to thank, I'm going to go down the list. First of all, I want to thank my mom for getting her butt on the plane, even though she didn't want to, and getting out of here so I didn't have to worry about her. Now, mom's got a place with AC and power. God bless her. I want to thank Dave Lombardi. I'm holding one of Dave Lombardi's power cells. Dave Lombardi's power cells lasted forever. I love you, Dave. Thank you so much for giving me the power cell and a place to hang my head. I thanked Wes and Bo, and I want to thank Angie Peralta and the folks at Bainbridge that run my apartment. They're doing a great job. I want to thank the team. I want to thank my old friend Ron Mann. Ron Mann, who was providing me the updates. He was crazy enough to stay there, so I watched his Facebook updates, and then he would tell me when the power came on and stuff. So high five to Ron Mann. But again, I want to thank my friends on the team that are gut rehabbing my apartment. They were there on day number two. I said, a las ocho, I got there at 8. I think they were there at 7:30. They're amazing. So while Miami is continuing to rebuild, there's a lot of things that we have to do. We have to remember, write down, take some time right now to remember the things that you wish you would have done differently. I, for instance, wish I'd brought a yoga mat. Why? Because then I could stretch on the floor of the little cramped room that I was in rather than sitting on the nasty carpet that they had. What else did I want? Oh, something that I realized, when you're freezing ice, get the huge bags, the Glad Ziplocs or whatever, and fill that up with ice. Those things last forever. Sprinkling the ice around, not a good idea. Concentrating it in one of those, fabulous idea. Oh, Vivian, while she was really, really sick, that girl's tough as nails. She got up on Monday and was the first person to get dialyzed when her center flipped the switch. And they needed the people to come in too. You know, Miami is run by people. People. You know, when you come to my neighborhood, there's still a whole lot of people that don't have a job. Denny's is closed. Taco Bell is closed. Pollo Tropical is closed. McDonald's is closed. Wendy's is closed. Walgreens stayed open, but they didn't have any food. The only place you could get food was standing in line and getting those crappy white donuts with the powder on them at the gas station. But they were fresh. Couldn't believe it. Kill for one of those. Well, I wouldn't kill, but I really would like one of those donuts. So it's all about that. I've got to go. I've got to get my wife back on. Wanda, how much more time do we have? Couple minutes? 3 minutes?
No, you got 5 minutes, really.
Oh, great. Then I get to say even more things that happened on the hurricane.
Four and a half?
Well, then I won't talk as much about the hurricane. But what I will talk about is the fact that we can help people get financed. You can give me a call at 305-773-6300. We can help you get your home done. We can help you get your condo association back on its feet. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you want to pull some money out of a project. I've got a friend of mine who just got a divorce. She's looking to pull some cash out of what she was awarded in the divorce. We're going to help her. Got some cash flowing real estate. I'll get her loan and I can finish fast. When you call me, one person makes the decision. We can close in a week at 305-773-6300. I want to thank all the people at the DaVita Dialysis Center at the Technology Park over on Northwest 7th Avenue. These are the people that keep my wife alive. Let me tell you the story about the lady that runs that. She slept there through the whole hurricane, cooked there through the whole hurricane, because if she didn't, she wouldn't have been there to open it up. And people need to that gives them life. It's uncomfortable, it's bad, but my wife loves her dialysis machine because it gives her life. And I love my wife. It's been really hard on her. My wife lives with a routine. We get up in the morning. We get her some ice because she can't drink water. She has to have the ice. But ice that's not really melted is hard on her. So I have to get up. I have to prepare the ice. I have to make it melt. I have to make it so that she can eat it. We don't have the ability to do that where we are right now. It's hard to have that system in place. Then she needs her dialysis bag, which must weigh 1,000 pounds, and that girl hauls it up on her back. I don't know how she does it. It contains a couple of different things with glasses in it that have the ice, and she does it. You heard David earlier talking about what a great feeling he got and how he is a revered person in his social circles because he donated a kidney. Email me, Jim@freedonbusiness, if you want to donate a kidney to help save my wife's life. Give her life. Help my wife live a life so that she doesn't have to lie in bed, so that 3 days of not being on that machine isn't a death sentence for her. Everybody out there in Miami, we've been pulling together. We've been bringing plywood up 26 stories. We've been dancing to Celia Cruz I want to play Celia Cruz on the way out. We've been dancing to Celia Cruz. We've been coming together, Miami, and now it's time. A lot of people had no damage. A lot of people don't even think that this was an event. Come to Biscayne and 34th Street and look at what happened. It's not a pretty sight. But I want to thank everybody that's helping me. The Bainbridge folks, Allstate, if AT&T would get on the stick, I'd thank them. But I want to thank you, my listeners. Without you, I'd have no show. I want to thank the folks at Next Wave for being our sponsors. I want to thank the folks at Warren Henry for being our sponsors. I want to thank the University of Miami for keeping my wife alive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, Lauren's Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We were supposed to be up there doing a live broadcast. We couldn't do it. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Join us next week. We'll have a normalized show. I want to thank Sandy Abbott for slapping this together at the last minute. I'll be on next week. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. You sure found that out last week. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Celia, dígame, azúcar, Miami.
Será la música de fondo de lo mucho que sentí, oye mi son, oh, yeah. Mi viejo son. tiene la clave, sí, de cualquier generación. En el alma de tu gente, en el cuero del tambor, en las manos del conguero, en los pies del bailador.
Yo viviré,
como no,
allí estaré.
Ahí nada más, mientras pase una comparsa, con tu rumba cantaré.
Seré siempre lo que fui, con mi azúcar para ti.